بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: يدنى المؤمن يوم القيامة من ربه حتى يضع كنفه عليه فيقرره بذنوبه، فيقول: أتعرف ذنب كذا؟ أتعرف ذنب كذا؟ فيقول: ربي أعرف. قال: فإني قد سترتها عليك في الدنيا وأنا أغفرها لك اليوم، فيعطى صحيفة حسناته. متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه says that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, on the day of Qiyamah, a believer will be brought close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place him under his mercy, under his protection. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him confess his sins. And Allah will tell him, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا؟ Do you remember that certain sin you committed? Do you remember that certain sin you committed? فَيَقُولُ رَبِّ أَعْرِفُ. Each time he will say, Wallah, I confess, I remember it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then say, فَإِنِّي قَدْ سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. In the world, I conceal this sin from the people. I conceal them for you in this world. And today, I forgive you the sins that you committed. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person, despite committing sins, Allah says, in the dunya, I did not expose you. I did not mention to the public and to the people that you committed that sin. So I did not reveal your sins. I made sattari over you. And today also, I'm going to forgive you all your sins. فَيُعْطَى صَحِيفَةَ حَسَنَاتِهِ. Then this person will be given his book of good deeds. And this is a sign that now he has passed, he's successful. So this is out of the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that despite the person committing so many sins and he confessing this sins on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his kindness and mercy, Allah forgives this person in the akhirat. So again, this hadith gives us hopes of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى أن رجلا أصاب بالإمرة قبلة. There was a person who came and he kissed a woman, a non-mahram woman. فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبره. And immediately he goes to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and informs Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He is absolutely worried. He is overwhelmed with fear and khawf. He knows he made a mistake. He became overpowered by nafs and shaitan. So he runs to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, informs Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is what I did. فأنزل الله تعالى وأقيم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات. Allah تعالى then sent down the verse that establish salat in the two sides of the day and parts of the night. And this, all these entail the five times salat. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Good deeds wipe out bad deeds. In other words, you committed this sin, you kissed this woman, na mahram woman, you did something wrong. Now go and establish salah, who perform salah. And if you read salah, then this is hasanat, this is good deeds. Good deeds will wipe out the bad deeds. Whatever wrong you did, because of the blessing of the good deeds, the sin of the bad deeds will be wiped out. فَقَالَ الرَّجُلُ. This man then asked Rasulullah, أَلِي هَذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Is this only exclusive for me, this virtue, that because I have done this wrong, and by doing some good deeds, my bad deeds will be wiped out? قَالَ لِجَمِيعِ أُمَّتِي كُلِّهِمْ. Nabi Karim says, no, this is for my entire ummah. Any ummati of mine does anything wrong, of course, we don't use this hadith and now deliberately go and kiss in a mahram woman. A person who slips and he makes a mistake, he commits a sin, immediately, another hadith says, وَأَدْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. The moment you commit one evil deed, immediately you make tawbah, istighfar, and go and do a good deed immediately. The good deed will wipe out that bad deed, it will obliterate it, تَمْحُهَا. It will wipe it out. This is what we should do. First we make tawbah istighfar immediately on the spot, and then go and do some good deed, whether it's dhikr, whether it's salat, whatever good deed, give some charity. Inshallah, with the barakat of that, the hasanat that we'll be doing, will wipe out the bad deeds. So Rasul said, "Bi jami'i ummati kullihim." This is for my entire ummah. Again, we see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa making amal. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah. Bihamdi. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. 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 Alhamdulillah.